Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a fascinating look back and forward, really, at our relationship with the car. We're drawing from this really powerful critique from the 90s that didn't just see the car as a machine, but as, well, the great God CR. It painted this picture of how it just completely reshapes society, hardwiring this, you know, profound dependency into how we live.
Exactly. And the big question our sources are grappling with now is, okay, we've had three decades of massive shifts, right? Things like the climate emergency hitting home, the rise of electric vehicles.
Right.
Has any of that actually dethroned this God?
Or have we just built a new altar, maybe shinier, greener looking?
Precisely. Oh. A sort of high-tech, deceptively green altar for, well, continued worship. You might actually be surprised by what the evidence is suggesting.
That framing really hits home. And, you know, something that jumped out at me from these sources was this paradox around safety.
Ah, yes.
You'd think, okay, cars are safer now, and individually, maybe they are. Like, Australian road deaths are way down 56% since 88.
Which is significant progress, yeah.
But, and this is the kicker, overall, road fatalities are actually starting to trend up again in lots of places. And the danger specifically to vulnerable road users, people walking, cycling, that risk has gone up a lot.
It's a really critical distinction, isn't it? Safer inside the car.
But maybe more dangerous outside.
It seems that way. And what's fascinating is how the supposed solutions can bring their own unexpected issues.
Yeah.
Take zero emission vehicles. We naturally think, okay, no tailpipe fumes. Great.
Right. Clean air.
But the sources we dug into, they highlighted something else. Non-exhaust emissions.
Yeah.
Knees. This is stuff coming from tires wearing down, brakes, road dust getting kicked up.
Okay. I think I follow. Stuff that isn't coming out the backpipe.
Exactly. And here's the twist. EVs, because they're generally heavier with those big batteries,
right,
can actually produce more of these non-exhaust particles than lighter combustion engine cars.
Wow. Okay, so zero emission isn't quite the whole story.
Not entirely, no. It challenges that simple clean car idea.
And does that pattern, you know, solving one problem but maybe creating another, show up elsewhere?
It seems to. The shift to EVs, for instance, it often just moves the environmental burden around. It swaps one kind of extractivism, pulling resources out of the earth, often with big impact.
Well, like oil drilling.
For new kind. Think about mining cobalt, huge amounts of it in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There are serious concerns, often linked to child labor.
Right. I've read about that. Difficult conditions.
And then there's lithium mining, essential for batteries, using vast amounts of water in very dry parts of South America. So are we solving the root problem or just shifting the damage, the impacts, onto different people, different ecosystems?
That's a heavy question. And it wasn't just the cars themselves, right? The sources looked at ride hailing too. Apps like Uber, Lyft.
They did. And the hope was maybe these reduce car ownership, ease traffic. But the studies, they showed the opposite in many cities. An increase in urban congestion.
Really? More traffic?
Yeah. And a measurable drop in public transport use. People weren't swapping their own car trip for a shared ride. They were often swapping a bus or train ride for an Uber. More cars on the road, essentially.
Okay, so technology isn't the silver bullet then. If perfecting the car or the services around it isn't the answer, what did the deep dive suggest?
Well, the argument is less about perfecting the car and more about systematically displacing it. Designing cities differently, prioritizing proximity. You hear about the 15-minute city idea, like in Paris.
Where daily needs are close by, walkable, bikeable.
Exactly. Groceries, schools, parks, maybe even work, all within a short walk or bike ride. Reducing the need for car trips in the first place.
Makes sense. But implementing that, are there pitfalls?
Oh, definitely. And there's a critical lesson from places like Curitiba in Brazil. They had this amazing, world-renowned bus rapid transit system for decades. Truly pioneering.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
But the sources point out that if you don't explicitly build social justice into these plans, meaning ensure it's affordable and accessible for everyone, especially lower income folks,
okay,
you can end up driving up property values near the good transit lines. And that can push the very people who rely on public transport the most further out to areas that aren't served as well. Equity has to be front and center.
That's a really crucial point. Not just sustainable, but fair. And you mentioned funding with EVs potentially reducing fuel tax revenue. How do we pay for alternatives?
Well, that's pushing towards road user charging. It's becoming, frankly, a physical necessity for many governments. Right. Basically, you pay based on how much you drive, maybe where and when.
Makes the cost of driving more visible.
Exactly. And the idea is that revenue can then fund the alternatives, better public transport, safer cycling lanes, walking infrastructure. It's a way to rebalance the costs and benefits.
So this all leads towards what? A new kind of transport policy?
That's the idea. A new blueprint, maybe. Built on climate justice, ensuring benefits are shared fairly, burdens aren't dumped on vulnerable groups, and also on a circular economy. Moving away from just taking resources, using them, and tossing them.
Towards reuse, repair.
Yes, reuse, repair, regenerating resources within the whole transport system, making the system itself more sustainable, less extractive.
Okay. So wrapping this up, the final thought from this deep dive, something for you to really mull over. It seems dethroning this great god, Carr, isn't really about being anti-car or anti-progress.
Not at all.
It's more about reclaiming things. Our cities, our air quality, the climate, our communities, reclaiming them from the century-long dominance by one machine. It's about choosing a future that isn't just, you know, cleaner tech, but one that's fundamentally more equitable, more connected, more human.
A different kind of progress.
Exactly. So thinking about everything we've unpacked, what stands out most to you from this deep dive?